Oh, it was ugly, ugly, ugly. The Knicks began the post-Mike D'Antoni era with a 121-79 trouncing of the Trailblazers. Portland head coach Nate McMillan says turnovers spelled the team's doom.
When you're missing shots and you're turning the ball over, I think we had 17 turnovers in that first half. Your offense should be your defense or where it starts. And we were basically giving them the ball, which led to some easy baskets.
Now, the 42-point loss is the fifth most lopsided defeat in franchise history. Gerald Wallace and LaMarcus Aldridge each had 15 points for the Blazers. They fall to 1-4 on their seven-game road trip. The two games remaining are against Chicago and against Oklahoma City, two of the best teams in the league. Portland's going to come back off this one 1-6 and firmly ensconced in the draft lottery. Elsewhere in the league yesterday, winners were Indiana, New Jersey, the Lakers, Houston, Milwaukee, San Antonio, Chicago, Detroit, Boston, the Clippers, and Phoenix. That next Blazer game, by the way, is Friday. Blazers at Chicago with a 5 o'clock tip-off. Now, the Blazers did play last night's game without backup shooting guard Jamal Crawford. A trade rumor confirmed by Crawford's agent says Crawford is on his way to Minnesota in a three-team deal with the Lakers that brings a first-round draft pick and a point guard, Steve Blake, to the Blazers. We'll see. Today is the trade deadline. Oregon State opened play in the CBI tournament with an 80-59 rout of Western Illinois. That victory gives OSU their first 20-win season since 1990. Jared Cunningham led the Beavers with 22 points, 18 of them in the first half. The Beavs are now into the quarterfinals and will face TCU, a bigger and more athletic opponent, at 7 o'clock Monday at Gill Coliseum. Vermont and South Florida closed out the first four of the NCAA tournament with victories last night. Vermont beat Lamar 71-59. They play top-seeded North Carolina in the second round. USF cruised over Cal 65-54. They move on to face Temple. Total of 16 tournament games tip off today with another 16 tomorrow. Let the dance begin. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.